yeah, baby.
Yeah, we are.
You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You've got John Lopez. You got myself, Reginald Atatula. And oh, look.
Oh, he's back.
He was day to day, but he's healthy.
What you mean?
He's good to go.
Yeah. I keep thinking today Monday, man.
Figgy, I bet you do.
We were all pulling for you.
I bet that illness took that whole day off the mat for you, didn't it?
I feel better, man.
We were all pulling for you, Figgy. I don't know whether to call Figgy Aziz Al Figgy or Ferris Figgy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's funny. I ain't getting one. Hey, man, I hope you're doing well.
Oh,
man.
We were pulling for you. We were trying today.
Yeah. We were trying. We were trying to get people to go that way. I think
get sick on his birthday.
Very locked in sports radio.
Damn the luck.
Yeah, man. That's
darn the luck.
Man, it's real unfortunate.
It's the worst, man.
But you feeling better now, right?
Yeah. Feeling good, man.
Yeah. Good.
Did you lose 10 pounds?
I wish.
We got to do this like a hockey designation. Was it upper body, lower body? What were we talking about here, injury-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 631, or 361 rather, said Figgy slept on a Mattress Firm. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Mattress Firm. I need Tommy John.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Tommy John.
713 mentioned that, of course,
Lopez. Aziz Al Figgy.
Lopez is indeed petty about Figgy's day off.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
I won't argue that one.
Hey, we did miss you. We miss you. We took a few shots. I'm going to be completely honest. Okay. I'll tell you to your face. We took a few shots, but we are happy that you returned Figgy Fig back. So that, especially because we do not have to handle the mixtape again. It was all right, but it's not nearly as good.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It was an experience, man.
So 1:20 p.m. is when Figgy Fig gets going on the mixtape. Well, actually, he gets going right now where we all get going in the loop. You get going with us as well. We got the YouTube. We got the Twitch. Both of those going where you can get involved. So YouTube is Sports Radio 610. Twitch is 610 Houston. And, of course, the text line, 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. You get involved with the program. We love it. We see it. We interact with you as much as we can. And with that, question to ask, are you confident now about where this team could go compared to last week? Because last week you had a tight game with a Jacksonville Jaguars team that I don't think anybody rates particularly highly.
Yeah. Right? But just going into last week, if I asked you this question, are you not confident that this team can get where we thought they can get, what would the answers be? 50-50 at best?
That feels okay.
Right?
I can go with that.
Figgy, if I asked you last week, do you think they can get there from here?
Get where?
Get to like an AFC championship type contending team.
Last week or now?
Last week.
Last week.
Last week, I would probably say no.
Yeah. And now I'm there.
Okay.
Now you tell me, 713-572-4610, and you and Figgy tell me, I'm there really for two reasons. Number one, we know CJ Stroud. What else can you say? We're going to say a lot, but what else can you say? CJ Stroud right now is third. Keep in mind, a lot of people are saying, okay, he's been okay. He's had his moments. He's been great in big situations.
Yeah.
He's brought this team back. But has he had a great season? A lot of people say, well, yeah, maybe, whatever. Right now, he's third in yards.
Correct.
Eighth in yards per attempt.
Solid.
Has the number one PFF grade on third against the blitz on third down.
Well, yeah, third down, they've been monsters.
Yes. And he's in the top 10 in completion percentage, touchdowns, and quarterback rating. This is a guy that people are kind of hedging on.
And some of that, and again, we'll talk more about the early down offense because I've been flabbergasted. I've been floored. I've just been appalled. There's all sorts of adjectives that I can use there.
Gobsmacked.
That's a good one.
Have you been gobsmacked?
That is it. I definitely have been gobsmacked. You heard me get gobsmacked earlier.
I heard you get gobsmacked. Yes.
So, you know, they're about the early down efficiency when it comes to this offense. And to that end, some Time Out Houston on YouTube said, I'm still not there. They play dumb football.
That's what I wanted to ask.
But I think that you've seen that even with what we'll term dumb football in this instance, for lack of a better term, they can find a way to win games. And it feels kind of akin. It's kind of interesting watching Monday Night Football, which we'll talk more about, especially once B. Scott steps in the building at 11. But watching the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think we give the Kansas City Chiefs a lot of deference, and I'm not sure that they're actually as good as they have been in previous years, but did that not feel a little bit like what you had saw on Sunday as well from the Kansas City Chiefs last night?
Very much so.
Like they kind of struggled through it, but they did indeed get a win. It was a little sloppy, but you'd see the fact that they are a better team than who they had across from them.
Yeah. So CJ Stroud is reason number one. I am there. Tell me if you were there. Reason number two, and maybe even a bigger reason. Because this defense is the real thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah, man.
There's no more maybe this, maybe that. We're five games in. The template for what this team is going to be has been set. Now, there's going to be fluctuations, but five games in, you know what this team is going to be pretty much, by and large. The defense right now is fourth in total defense, third against the pass, and they just give up 154 yards per game to opposing quarterbacks. And the best part of all is that is what is you're going to need when you go through this gauntlet of quarterbacks that started this past weekend with Josh Allen. Then you got Jordan Love next week. Then you got Aaron Rodgers and Jared Goff and Dak Prescott before the end of November. And then in December, you got Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. I am there. I think this team can get there, and I don't know, if that's maybe rose-colored glasses or what, but where are you guys? Are you there? You think they can get where we thought they could?
I think the operative word within your sentence is can get there.
Yeah.
They are not there, right? We're seeing quite a few responses that kind of point to it, right? 832, I was there. They said they were there last week very confident, even though they had a subpar game. Reason being, started off kind of sluggish last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, feel you there. On the YouTube, Joseph says, I'm more willing to buy the idea that that they haven't played up to their full potential. Right. So, again, we're talking about potential and playing up to it. I think that is the illustration mm-hmm. of what's happening here is, I'm more interested in the idea. I think they can get there, but they need to still progress. Right. Mm-hmm. Again, my watchword is kind of incremental. Incrementalism, like I am in that place of get better every week because mm-hmm. I know that if you continue to get there, eventually you will reach the ceiling that is there for you. And that is a high enough ceiling. Winning the close game is cool,
yeah,
but they do need to get better, and it feels good that at least they can win the close game against the good teams, not just winning the close game against the bad teams,
yes.
Which does raise the question, is this a team that's going to play to their competition, which I think will be really helpful this next game in New England versus the Patriots, or will they then backslide in a way mm-hmm. and play down to the Patriots? Because if that's the case, then I got a real question.
Yeah.
If you're continuing to progress forward and they look better than they did in week five, then I'm like, okay, now I am continuing on the path of incrementalism, regardless of whatever that team is that's across from me.
Yeah, Figgy, I forgot to follow up. Are you there now?
Yes and no. I'm standing on the fence, but I'm there as far as like the way they've been winning games this year. They've been winning some close games, and CJ Stroud come through at the right moment, but. As far as not being there, I'm just ready to wait to. I'm ready for this offense to take over, man.
Yeah,
I feel like they haven't been bad, but I think maybe I was drinking the Kool-Aid too much this offseason because I expected this offense to be not really blowing people out. You don't really see that in the NFL, but it's scoring way more
efficient,
man.
And yeah. more points.
Yeah,
and all
it seemed like I'm still waiting on that offense to just take over.
See, my operative word, so to speak, of this whole thing and where I am is the template. Like five games in is not an accident. Like this is going to be a hell of a defense. They might burp up one bad game here or there. That happens, whatever. But this is going to be a really good defense with a really good secondary that makes life miserable for opposing quarterbacks, even the great ones. And here's the thing. Oh, Josh Allen had a bad day. Well, he had a bad day against this defense. That's Josh Allen over there. He doesn't have a whole lot of bad days. 9 for 30? That's not an accident.
And that was a Deshaun Watson type of game, man.
That's not an accident. Right, exactly. Yeah. I think you have to start questioning, is there correlation there, causation? Is there, like, how are we feeling with that particular level of poor play that you saw him come into?
Yeah.
The word, again, I guess we're just playing a watchword in this segment. The word that came to mind when you were talking there was one, or a phrase rather, that D'Amico Ryans kind of used, situational playmaking. Mm-hmm. When it comes to this defense, when it comes to the moments, can I say nut cutting?
Yeah.
All right. I always forget what is.
I usually am safe and just say cutting time.
Right. Which is why you will hear me say words like keister. I'm not trying to play on the boundaries here, buddy. I am trying to avoid the white line. But no, when it comes to those times, those big play moments, this defense, more often than not, is making a play, is mm-hmm. making a goal line stand, is breaking up a pass, right? Is stopping a quarterback draw,
mm-hmm.
right? They are making those plays, and so I think there's still definitely things that are going to be there in a salary cap sport. I don't know that you're going to get a perfect team, particularly on either side of the football, right? Mm-hmm. But if there was one kind of portion of the genetic makeup of a defense or a team that I'd say, give me that and we can work around that, it is situational playmaking. Make the plays at the big time, big moments, and we can add on top of that. Now, they do still need to add on top of that, right? Some of these guys running free over the top of the defense, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody going to hit them.
Yeah.
But like the idea that when it comes down to those big moments that this defense makes those plays, that's incredible for me. I think that that's huge. I think that plays in a big way. I mean, that's how you won this game in particular against the Bills on Sunday. It's just right at the right moments you made the big play.
And here's this is almost right down the middle on YouTube and Twitch and the text board. When Autry and Harris come back, the defense is going to take it up to an even higher notch. Frankly, I'm getting close to, I don't know if Harris is going to come back anytime soon.
But
he's right on Autry. And also, they needed a field goal even though they held Allen down. That's fair. But I talk about, the template with the defense. The template is there with C.J. Stroud as well. I mean, like, he makes those plays.
Yeah.
It's an ugly game. He makes those plays. It's a first half pretty much – total control against the Bills, but it gets close. He makes those plays. The template for the offense, for the defense and C.J. Stroud is set, and that's what they're going to be, and that's what gets me there.
Yeah, I mean, again, with that word template, it reminded me of when I was taking notes, and I might have mentioned this. I don't think I mentioned it to you during the game, but I think it might have been yesterday in one of those breaks. The thing that gives me confidence is even if you do not feel like C.J. has had a fantastic run of play just yet, and I probably would tend to agree in that way, even though he is, as you mentioned, like he is leading in various different, and he is high up in various different statistics that you can rattle off.
Mm-hmm.
There was at least one play, and not many plays, but one play that was very illustrative of the point that I want to make, which was a check down to Dare on the left side of the field. And it was the reason why it felt important to me is you could visibly see CJ go through the progression.
Boom. Oh, you did mention that. Yes.
Two, all right, here's my check down. And the thing, and maybe I'm reaching. You tell me if I'm reaching again. 713-572-4610. But in throwing that check down, it did not feel like he was disgruntled in throwing that check down. It felt like he had a great level of confidence in this is where the football's supposed to go.
Yeah.
This is how I'm supposed to do it. Get it there. Right.
The smart play is this, so I'm going
to
do it.
And he's talked about that in his the level of growth that he has, of like not feeling like he has to press and not feeling like he's, got to make the big play, make the right play. And you could see it in his mechanics. Like, he's going through his progressions quickly. You could tell he's processing what's happening, not just, like, looking across the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the right play is, hey, just dump it down. He's not like, damn it, man, I really wanted to.
Yeah.
He's just, hey, this is.
Or forcing it elsewhere.
Get the ball to where it's supposed to go. Let that guy go make a play.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a fantastic baseline for your quarterback because you know he's going to do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, what have we talked about with some of the other, wannabe great quarterbacks in this league, guys that have, great arm talent or great, traits that they're trying to put together into big quarterback plays. Like, okay, you can make the big plays, but can you make the mundane, boring ones?
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Stroud can make those in spades.
Right.
And you see that in a play just like that for me, where it's just like, hey, part of making that play was acknowledging what was happening, reading the defense, getting the ball to your playmaker in space.
The 281 with a great way to put it. In past years, the Texans didn't win these types of games. That is absolutely true. And you know why? They didn't have a defense that could shut down a great quarterback. They didn't have a defense that ranked in the top four, and they didn't have
what's the difference between three
and four? And they didn't have a quarterback that could make in close games winning plays. Like, there's a lot to talk about some of the warts that they need to sort of work on here.
Yeah, man.
And we will. You were mentioning first and second down. We're going to get to that. And Bobby Slowick, and we're going to get to that. And Dare Ogunbowale, we're going to get to that. But in past years, as the 281 put it, they didn't have these two elements, the core elements, a defense that can hold a great quarterback in check and a quarterback that can make the big play.
Yeah, and now the other things around, let's progress on those.
Yeah.
But that is a fantastic baseline. You saw it against the best test that you've had just yet. Maybe you say the Vikings is a better test, but at least you saw it here against the Bills. And so, I feel, to answer your question, I definitely feel more confident that they can get to the ultimate place that we expect them to after this week compared to last week.
Yeah.
Real quick before we go here, D'Amico Ryan's talked yesterday. We'll use some of that audio throughout the course of this show. But It feels like every day we get some, yo, what's happening to Christian Harris? Where's Christian Harris? Well, here's D'Amico Ryans actually giving us an update on Christian Harris. You might not like it.
Not yet. We're still waiting on Christian. Christian is improving. He's doing well. We actually had Christian down on the sideline yesterday. It was just encouraging to see him down there, see his support, his energy that he brings to our team. And whenever we can get Christian back, it'll be beneficial for everyone. I'm excited about his growth and his development. I'm still very encouraged by that. And Christian will be, he'll pick up right where he left off.
Whenever?
The tone, man.
It was encouraging for him to be on the sideline?
Yes.
What happened to him?
It's good. What is he, Figgy? Is it good just for him to stand up?
Sorry, Fig. You're going to get this all day. Mama, all day long.
Mama, I can walk.
That's right.
I can walk, Mama.
I mean, it, just for him to be standing up on the sideline.
Oh, man.
And then the tone. Like, compare that tone to, like, when he's talking about Daria Gumbawale. You know? Like, he's like, hey, this is awesome. And he's like, I don't, you know. We'll see.
Whenever we get him back, he'll be a great help. Yes, that's why we've been asking. That's why we've been asking.
I mentioned this. I think I mentioned it on air. I'm total speculation from a radio knucklehead like me, but it just felt like he had surgery. Felt like it.
That would track with the idea that, hey, man, he's standing on the sideline and it's great to see it. And whenever we get him back, like it does feel like this is more significant.
He had that. He came back for one practice. Then boom, got shut down. Then we don't hear from him. When was that practice? That was like the last week of training camp.
All right. Do we have a reckless speculation sounder of any sorts? Do you have anything that you
it
can repurpose into
like
a reckless speculation?
It feels like he has.
Okay, breaking news.
Reckless speculation here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. What week does he get back?
Report it, Lopez.
Look, and again, reckless speculation. We have no insight here.
I am reporting that it's possible in my gut. I feel it that he had surgery.
Well, like week 8, week 10?
When does he come back?
Yeah. Again, reckless speculation. I can't say that enough.
I can't see before week 10.
Whoo!
Right?
Do we come back after the bye week?
I'm looking at the bye week, at the schedule right now. When's the bye week? October, no.
No, that's too soon. Well, if we're still talking October, that's still
week
too soon.
Week 14. Yeah, he'll be back before the bye week. Week 14 is the bye.
No, I'm just playing. I hope so.
Well, I mean, Figgy knows a little something about missing time. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Hey, I know.
Happy birthday to our guy, Fig.
We were all pulling for you, man.
We sure were.
I actually did the sign of the cross. Just,
he sure did. Stopped me in my track.
I made it, Mama.
Yeah, he made it. God bless. God bless. All right, man. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're just getting going on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Wait, hold on. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. You want to keep it locked because in the 12 o'clock hour, we will be indeed giving away a couple of tickets. Or is it a Texans Ticket Tuesday? Am I bugging?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Oh, no. No home game.
That's right. Nope. I got used to having home games. Yeah. Texas ticket. All right, so retract whatever I said.
Yeah.
Whatever I said was nonsense. Yeah. That was also reckless speculation.
That was reckless speculation.
All right, coming up next, some breaking news on the day, or I guess developing news at this point. The Jets fired Robert Saleh. So what does that mean for the Texans, who will play them 3 weeks out? And who might be next? We'll do all that next.